Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How do you think it's going to work? You know him better than anybody.
Well, I think it's going to work, but I think, you know, 70 new players on the roster.
Wow.
And, you know, Bill's strength as a coach to me is developing players. You know, how you engage with them, how you inspire them, how you influence them, how you impact their development to improve. And it's very difficult to do when you have that many new players in this short of time to get ready for a season and get ready for a game. He's going to have success at North Carolina.
Back here on WEEI, John Lyons alongside Dan Ball. We will be hearing from Patriots coach Mike Vrabel at his press conference in about 25 minutes, but right now we're going to talk about a former Patriots coach in Bill Belichick receiving what I interpreted, Dan, as kind of a tepid endorsement from Nick Saban there, and that Saban wasn't like, oh, they're going to go out and be great, they're going to be a playoff team, but it was like, they will be good, but it might take some time. What's your view on this?
Yeah, I noticed that he put the end cap on, like, oh, Belichick will find success at UNC. But yeah, I got that same feeling. And we heard from Chad Brown, who is actually doing the color commentary on the radio broadcast of this game here on EEI tonight on Wednesday on the afternoon show. And he gave a very similarly tepid reaction. And His biggest, question mark was when you're in the NFL, you're dealing with professionals. These guys are played to focus only on football. Their only thing that they do week in, week out, day in, day out is worry about football. His biggest question was, well, how do you convey the Patriot way, the Belichick way? How does that land for a college kid who's dealing with classes and dealing with the personal stuff? And I think, as he phrased it, you know, your girlfriend wakes up next to you and you're dealing with that, and then you're going to class and you have a lot of different things on your plate. So that was his big question mark. For me, I mean, the X's and O's are the least of my concern. I think he's going to be able to put these kids, regardless of talent, in a very good position to succeed compared to what another coach can do. I just think there's been so much bluster and so much hoopla and everything around Belichick and UNC and Jordan and Mike Lombardi and the kind of circus that it became during the offseason. I'm really fascinated to see, well, how does Belichick and the staff do when now it's only about football? Can they make it only about football? Because you were reading out the list of celebrities that are going to be there tonight and what is going to be must-see TV in the sports world. Can they get it to where you're just focusing on the game in front of you and the team in front of you? I think that is kind of a big challenge in front of them this year.
The most important part about college sports is recruiting, right? Because I agree with you, when it comes to X's and O's and scheme, I mean, look what Matt Patricia just did to Arch Manning at Ohio State.
Right.
I have no doubt Belichick will have his teams extremely well prepared and have the edge in scheme. But, and I'm reading an article right now on ESPN.com about his recruiting process, and it says especially early on there was a lot of chaos, a lot of people that weren't used to it.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to have to figure out. If he can recruit well there, they will become a great team. And I look at them this year, like the TCU game tonight is a tough game. I think they're going to win, but it's a tough game. The Clemson game, loss. Like, that's a brutally tough.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure,
they win,
sure,
that's a huge upset.
Right.
Syracuse on the road, Halloween, that's a tough game. But you look at their schedule beyond those three games. I mean, I don't know. Does Duke scare you that much? Does NC State scare you that much? Does Richmond and Charlotte? Like, there's a lot of winnable games on that schedule because I think, and we saw last night, Miami beats Notre Dame. The ACC is much better than it used to be.
Yeah.
But Belichick doesn't have to play Miami this year. He doesn't have to play BC this year, who I think is going to be much better, right? He's got to play Clemson, but doesn't have to play Florida State, who just smoked Alabama.
Yeah, how about that, by the way?
Most surprising result of the weekend for me. Like, I was, and credit to them.
Yep.
And former BC quarterback Thomas Castellanos. That was a great, great performance.
And I think if I saw it correctly, the only one to have that correct on the panel on game day was Lee Corso.
Lee Corso. He
what
went
a way
6-0
to go
over the weekend with the Miami win last
night. Expect nothing less.
So he doesn't have to play a lot of those teams, which is good. Still has to play Clemson, Syracuse, TCU,
right,
obviously outside the ACC. But I want him to do well. I think if you're a Patriots fan, you should want him to do well here. Right? And I understand when he drafted poorly from 2017 to 2022, it really hurt the organization. I know it didn't end well. He was still one of the two most important pieces of a team that went to 9 Super Bowls and won 6. It's the same thing when Brady went to Tampa. Like, those people that wanted Brady to fail in Tampa, just schmucks. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
You want Brady to fail in Tampa? What a jerk. Right? Guy won 6 Super Bowls. You want to fail in Tampa. Same thing with Bill and North. And yeah, okay, he's a jerk to the media. Fine. He still won 6 Super Bowls here. Did a lot more for the region than be mean to the media. So I want him to do well.
Right.
My only concern is recruiting.
Yeah, absolutely. Can this thing be, can it be viable? I mean, he's got everything in his corner to be a successful recruiter. They've sunk and raised a ton of money in this program.
They have added a ton of money. Yeah, new field as well, all
right,
that stuff. And I went down there in April.
Yeah, brag.
And, of course. And I will say, the stadium, not that night. I was not impressed by the stadium.
Yeah.
New field looked awesome.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, if this is kind of the start of their investment, then they're on the right track. Like, if they're going to follow up other stuff with how nice this, and I know it's just one thing, but I was like, okay, they clearly did a good job with this. They obviously spent a lot of money on the coaching staff. They've improved their NIL budget. So there is potential there. I just, again, can they do a good enough job recruiting to keep up with Miami and Clemson and Syracuse and BC?
It puts a lot of added
and
pressure.
And SMU, I didn't even say SMU, playoff team last year.
Right. It puts a lot of extra added pressure on this season. You have to prove in 1 year's time with a good recruiting class.
70 new players too.
Right.
Crazy.
With essentially a brand new, completely turned over roster. You have to prove that you are viable and worth the top end talent turning down an SEC school or a Big Ten school in order to come and play for you. But if it does work and you're selling money that is competing with a power school like a Penn State and Ohio State, if you have that financial package and you start to prove over a couple of years time that, you know, the Belichick system is one that gets you on the radar of NFL teams for the draft, the best case scenario for UNC is a powerhouse. I mean, all of those things have to line
and it
up.
It feels like they have a lot of the resources. Like, they have a great alumni base. It's a storied tradition type school. They've won all these basketball championships, and their football program has just been languishing for decades. Like,
right.
But it feels like there is stuff there to get them to that, but no one's been able to do it. Can he do it?
I think he can. The one question that I honestly wonder, John, and I'm curious about this, how long do you think he is there versus when do the keys to the car get turned over to his son? Because I think that's where this is headed at some point.
It's interesting because if they're really good, like, I could see Alabama saying, hey, this Kalen DeBoer guy's not working out. You want to come here? Or I could see, you know, if Mike McDaniel has another disappointing, and there's a 413 texter that said this too.
Yeah.
If Mike McDaniel has another disappointing season in Miami or something, like if there's a pretty good NFL team out there, like what if the 49ers have another disappointment? Like last year they had a bunch of injuries. What if they're not good though this year? And they say, oh, you know what? Kyle Shanahan's not going to win us a Super Bowl, but Bill might.
Right.
Like that to me could be, but he has to be good this year. Like if they, last year they went 6-7. If they go 6-7 again, no one's going to care about him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And even if they go 7-6, like, I think he's going to win 8 games for NFL teams to kind of perk up and notice.
I think that, yeah, you need to, we need to be having serious conversations about the, maybe not the playoff, but you need to be playing in a significant bowl game and need to have some of your recruits develop into guys that are individually on NFL radars come the draft.
Because it feels like every year North Carolina will have like one or two guys on NFL, like Omarion Hampton last year, Drake May the year before. Like those are two first round picks, but can you have four or five guys drafted in the first, say, four rounds? You know, something like that, I think NFL teams would notice.
Especially if they're guys who coming into the season aren't blue chippers, aren't prospects that we know about, but because you were in the Belichick system, your talent was maximized and he gave you the blueprint of this is what it's going to take to be a pro, which I think he and his staff are capable of doing. But so they're favored in 5 games currently, or expected to be favored in 5 games, and that the only game that they are severe underdogs is that game against Clemson.
Yeah.
So the betting population believes that they have a pretty good chance to get around that number. The under on 7.5 wins opened at +100, and it's now -165. So as the
Vegas thinks they're going to go under 7.
Yes, they do. Which I think is funny. I think that to me, because that opened in April. So that feels like a betting population that watched all of the off the field stuff happen and start to believe in the fact that, oh, maybe this is going to impact the on the field product, which I wonder about and seems a bit of a stretch to me.
And when I was down there in April, and it's a very similar conversation to the one we had about the Patriots, I remember sitting there thinking, all right, this team's going to be better than they were last year. But they were a 6-7 team last year. It's like they weren't good.
Right.
So is better 7 wins? Is it 8 wins? Because I think another piece of this is Brady leaves New England, immediately wins a Super Bowl somewhere else. If Bill leaves New England and is immediately good somewhere else, that I think does help his legacy. Like, I'm always going to look at him as the greatest coach ever, won 6 Super Bowls. I'll always appreciate it. And most Patriots fans feel the same way. And a lot of national people look at him as the greatest coach of all time. But you know it, I know it. That segment of media people, fans that are like, oh, it was just Brady, or they doubt him, or they say, you know, Andy Reid's better, Joe Gibbs is better, Bill Parcells is better, whatever. If he goes somewhere else and wins right away, I think it answers questions to those people. And maybe he doesn't care about that, but I think it answers those questions.
And I think he cares. I think there's an acknowledgement of, and I hearken back to the first time that Mike Lombardi was on the McAfee show after he got the job. And his answer to, well, you know, Bill and I are excited about being in college. We don't really like where the NFL, the general feeling was that, you know, we're kind of done with the NFL. The NFL is turning into a product that we can't really get behind.
I think that was a lot more the NFL didn't want them.
Which I think is something that's going to be held against Bill, regardless of if he wins or not. There's going to be a group of people, the furthest of the negatives on that spectrum that you talk about, that are going to look at it and go, well, Brady went to another NFL team and won immediately. Belichick had to leave the NFL to win anywhere, so no matter what, his legacy is going to be tarnished.
Yeah, and that's fair. And like, we can still sit here and say Brady was more responsible than him for the dynasty, whatever. That's fine. But I think, to your point, if he were to go there and, like, let's say they win 8 or 9 games, I think he would love to just say, see?
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't me at the end of New England. And
right.
Even though we sit here and say, hey, he didn't draft well, you know he'll say that and he'll feel that way. Like, hey, maybe it wasn't all me. You know, maybe it was the owner's son, who
right.
he keeps referencing, the owner's son. But I just think if you're a Patriots fan, you should be rooting for him to do well. I think scheme-wise, they'll do well. I think the issue is Bill Belichick and Mike Lombardi, and even Steve Belichick, who's only coached, what, 2 years in college now? Jamie Collins, who hasn't coached there. Are these guys ready to actually recruit
right.
against Miami and Clemson and Duke and BC and Syracuse? Like, are they ready for that? There's no doubt to me that if Clemson lines up against North Carolina, North Carolina has the better coach. But Clemson's roster is nowhere close to them.
Jackson, did you want to jump in there?
Nowhere close to them.
To me, on the recruiting thing too, the less that Belichick can be directly involved in that, I feel like the better it goes.
But I feel like in college, the head coach has to be involved. Kirby Smart in Georgia, Dan Lanning in Oregon. Like,
but
I hear
more,
what you're saying,
yeah.
But like, the head coach has to be involved.
And I think you bring him in. Belichick's the guy that you bring in at the end of the process to give his rah-rah speech of how, you know, this is going to put you on a path to the NFL and close the deal. But more and more, you're seeing the creation and popularization of the general manager position in college football. I think based on his reputation more recently as a general manager, the more that you can have him be still the face of the program, the guy that comes in and kind of closes the deal, and the guy that's focused on the X's and O's. But if you can have somebody who is that first boots on the ground person out there on the recruiting trail that can line up the prospects for them, I think that's their best way to be successful. Take the identification of the talent out of Bill's hands as much as possible. Give him the talent that you know will fit within his system and that can be coached up by him. I think that gives you your best chance to be successful.
We're going to hear from Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel at 11:30. Before we do that, we got to take a quick break and hear what's trending with Dan Ball.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox salvaged the final game of their series against the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday at Fenway Park. The final score was 5-2. Jarren Duran hit an inside-the-park home run. At 14.71 seconds, it was the fastest of the four such home run by a Red Sox player in the StatCast era. That's since 2015. It was also the fastest of the seven inside-the-park home runs in Major League Baseball this season. Boston opens up a three-game series against the Guardians this afternoon. First pitch at 1:35. Brian Baio will start opposite Parker Messick. Here's your lineup for today. As Roman Anthony leads off and right, it's Alex Bregman at third with Trevor Story at short. Romy Gonzalez at second. Rob Refsnyder is your DH with Nate Eaton in left field. Sadon Rafaela in center. Nate Lowe is at first. And Connor Wong is your catcher, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Joe Weil is today at 12:35. And Cooper Boardman and Lenny DiNardo have the call of the game itself. Also new this morning, the Red Sox are adding right-handed pitcher Zach Kelly and catcher Ali Sanchez as their two September call-ups. Christian Campbell has not been ruled out as a potential call-up later on in the month. The Patriots open up the 2025 season on Sunday at 1 o'clock against the Las Vegas Raiders. The game will be broadcast on CBS. New England is currently a 2.5-point favorite. From across the NFL, the Cowboys have agreed to a four-year extension worth $92 million with Pro Bowl corner Daron Bland. The deal has $50 million in guaranteed money, including a $22 million signing bonus. And finally, Bill Belichick and the UNC Tar Heels play their first game tonight as they host TCU. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. TCU is 3.5-point favorites. You can hear the game right here on WEEI. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Jones and Keefe with Lions of Ball coming up right.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
After this,
back here on Jones and Keefe, I'm John Lyons alongside Dan Ball.
Hey,
and we've got about 5 minutes or so until Mike Vrabel's press conference. We're going to bring you that. I think he's actually just about stepping on the podium. So as soon as we get that, we will bring it to you. Jackson, do we have it?
He is there.
This is Mike Vrabel.
Opportunity elsewhere. You know, there's a lot of things that go into these decisions, and you know they're never easy. And we're just trying to. To get it right collectively, and again, it's, I know that there's a personal side and professional side. I talked about that with the players this morning, and whether you agree with it or disagree with it, just try to respect it and move forward and continue to build a team, continue to build a program. And I know Jabril, we'll do good things in this league and outside of the field as well. He's a passionate player, and again, got a lot of respect for him.
Like in terms of intangibles, he brought a lot of what you'd like to talk about, passion, playing with violence. Was there a scheme fit issue?
No, I don't think that was certainly not not the issue. There's a lot of reasons. You know, I wouldn't say that, you know, that's, you know, we're going to try to do what's best for the team. We got a lot of different schemes that we can run in all three phases, special teams, offense and defense. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. And again, we're just trying to build towards Sunday here, and that's our focus. And again, that's a decision that we had to make. And, you know, again, wish the best for Jabril.
Mike, what has it been about Craig Woodson if he's allowed you to move on from the veteran piece like Jabril and all that experience?
Well, I think that his athleticism, I think his range in the field, and the more he plays, I think he'll continue to get better. And, that's the hope there with Craig. And we'll see with Hawk and with Doug and obviously Dell working back there now. So, you know, just trying to find a role for everybody here.
Have you kind of made a conscious decision to put your imprint on the team? Is there a number of guys who've been the leaders, like Peppers, Bentley, Cardona, Andrews, Jonathan Jones, Dietrich Wise? They were certainly the leaders, and this hasn't been a tremendously successful team. Over the last 2 years, but have you made a conscious decision to kind of, we're going to pivot a little bit from that group of leadership and move to a different
group? I don't never really thought about it in terms of that when we tried to make decisions. Some of those players were free agents. Some of them were currently on the roster. So, I don't think that's ever been a conscious decision. I think we're just trying to evaluate the roster and, you know, provide the pieces that we feel like we need right now.
Just a quick follow on that. Do you see a new core of leaders who are already elevated?
Well, I think that has to happen every year. You know, we voted for captains. We'll inform those guys here before practice. The players voted this morning, so we'll inform those guys before practice. And I think we all know that every year is a new year in this league, and that's kind of how it goes. And so, the leadership has to grow from whether it's a captain. We talked about that, not having any restrictions on leadership, and hopefully that at whatever level we have guys that can lead. So, you know, we'll have captains, and then we'll have hopefully a lot more leaders as well.
Any idea of the help on Christian?
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't anticipate him out here here today. So, hopefully that improves, but he's working hard and trying to improve, and he wants to be out there. And you know, I think this is a good for us and for Christian and the team is, you know, try not to be frustrated. Obviously, those things happen. And it's how we respond to him. It's how hard we work to get back, the communication, all the things that he's doing. So, you know, just continue to work hard to get back and try to make sure that, you know, we're doing everything we can to help him.
Is there a concern for him on Sunday with the timing, just days dwindling?
Well, again, I think that, you know, having get him back for practice first, and then we'll have an update and status for Sunday.
Mike, you mentioned making effort not to be frustrated. Is that something either the team or Christian has been?
No, that's in my own personal experience of, you know, when you're not in there, right? When you're not in there with the team, I guess. And I appreciate you actually clarifying or asking. Those are just things in the course of my career or being a coach and dealing with players that they want to play. They want to be out there, right? So those are, I guess, the things that have tried to talk to all the players about is the time that you're not on the field is how you stay engaged and stay into the meetings and the schedule and just, you know, they all want to play. So, again, I think that was just a broad term for things that I've tried to focus on when guys aren't out there. That could go for Jelani or anybody else at this point.
How is it going into timelines? Has Christian had a setback at all?
Well, it just hasn't gone, you know, again, he's working hard, and whether it's, again, we could say this one injury is going to be 3 to 4 weeks. One's going to be 1 to 2. Everybody heals differently. So just making sure that when the players are back, that they can do their job with confidence, that they can protect themselves on the field, and that they can't make it any worse. Those are some things that I try to use as guidelines for when players are ready to play and get back there.
You talked about the players not trying to get frustrated with this. What have you seen from that corner
back
room, specifically with the depth you have at that position with
Gonzalez? Well, I mean, I think DJ was one of our more improved players over the course of from rookie minicamp, which is, you know, he participated in that as a veteran that had the ability to participate in that till now. You know, AA has done a nice job of going out there and playing corner or playing nickel. Marcus provides a lot of leadership in there. It's been good to have CD string some days together. So, you know, it provides opportunity for other guys. And we'd love to have Gonzo back. You know, trust me, we would. But I think the other guys have stepped up and tried to take advantage of the opportunity.
Jalen Hawkins, what makes him a good fit for this defense, for this team, for your scheme?
Well, again, this is not a scheme dependent. You know, I mean, we've run a lot of different schemes. We've had a lot of different players play at different positions for us. He's come in, he's played fast, he's communicated, he's tried to play with some, you know, violence around the line of scrimmage, and you know, whether that's on the perimeter passes that we saw in some of the earlier games. I think he's comfortable, and, you know, again, the more reps that he's gotten, I think the better he's gotten, and will hopefully perform.
What do you like about Eric Gregory, and why was he a guy that you wanted to claim?
Well, I think you're always looking for young defensive linemen and guys with good size and length and production. So somebody that we had targeted, you know, through the draft process as it got to towards the back end of the draft, and, you know, whether he was going to be drafted or not. And I think just the personnel department focusing on some of those players at cut down day and having a good list, and, you know, some of the players that we were able to add, I'm really excited about working with here. Haven't really been able to work with them since we claimed them Thursday, and then when we added Eric.
How have some of the Wolverines sort of adapted to making a more quarters and talking about being a little bit more of an emphasis on the health? How do you notice those guys?
Yeah, I think that they're working at it, and it's going well, and, you know, we'll play man as much as we can. I mean, that's, you know, we're going to be able to play from zero all the way up, and
trying to get good at a little bit of everything and being able to have enough coverage that gives us some, you know, versatility back there to be able to do different things.
Coach, first game being from a lot of young guys, do you have to kind of remind them to not maybe overthink or overprepare or do too much, or to just, you know, get out there and let it go?
Well, I mean, I think we have to put a lot of work in before the game, and certainly not sure what they're going to be in. There's going to be a lot of unknowns, and there's going to be a lot of things that come up in that game that none of us are going to be sure about, whether that's Will or Travion or any other young player that we have or any veteran player, right? There's going to be things that happen. We have to be poised. We have to keep our composure. It's going to be emotional. I want it to be emotional. I want them to be excited, and we have to build for Sunday. And so there's going to be things that come up, and we'll have to go on to the next play and figure out what that situation calls for and try to keep our composure the best that we can, whether that's after a positive play, that's after a negative play.
Think you know your team yet, or is it all part of that first week?
I mean, I think I kind of have an idea, but I don't know if you ever really know. I mean, we'll find out. But I mean, I think that they like coming into work. I think they enjoy coming in here to work, and you know, they kind of understand where we're at here. This is the longest week of the season, so we'll get them out of here today, and then you know they'll be off tomorrow. I'm sure they'll get into their normal season. I've asked them to try to get into their normal season, you know, day off routine, whether that's how they take care of their body or what they do to prepare, and you know, we'll come back on Wednesday.
First game week for you here. Can you describe what you're feeling here on Monday's lead into it, knowing this week is going to end the game?
There's a lot of excitement, but also things that you want to prepare for, and how much do you prepare, how much do you give them? I guess, you know, you don't want to cover ghosts, but you certainly want to be prepared for things that come up, and maybe that's just me handling it and making sure that we're not overloading the players. And, you know, give them some. They have base rules that we have to use and go and, you know, see what happens on Sunday as far as the scheme that we're seeing and making sure that we're really good in the second half. You know, we talked about being great in the second half and being intentional with that. You know, 12 of the 16 winners won the second half last year in week one. So, you know, hopefully the dust settles and we're able to, you know, settle down in a game and play really well to finish the game.
Mike, the roster was fluid even well after the cutdown day. Does it sort of feel like it's settled? And understanding things can always change, but for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, as of for now, you know, it was 11:35 on Monday, I think it is, but that's just who we're going to practice with today. And as players become available or we work players out and we think that they can help us, I think we owe it to the football team to continue to explore those options. So, thanks, guys.
That was Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel with his first regular season press conference of his tenure in New England. Dan Ball, some interesting pieces of information there. He talked about the Jabril Peppers release and how, didn't really say it was a scheme thing, just said maybe opportunities elsewhere. Biggest thing for me, though, Christian Gonzalez not going to practice today. Dan, I think this officially puts his week one status in jeopardy.
Yeah, absolutely, because he said, you know, we're going to have to see him in practice before we can talk about his availability for week one. So that is a massive, massive, massive concern. And I know he mentioned that Carlton Davis has been stringing days together, and he was very complimentary of DJ James, and Alex Austin was also a huge winner from camp. But you need your difference-making players out there, and you'd kind of like to see him out there for a couple days worth of practice before you can really feel comfortable with that. So yeah, if we're talking about a world where he's not ready for week one, it's not the most dynamic passing offense that you're going to see this season, but it's still, to your point, you know, a coach and a quarterback that have worked together and a game that's pretty important to try to set the tone for the season. So if you're down your second best player, probably your best player, then that's a huge concern, of course.
Yeah, your best player on the team and at a premium position, right?
Absolutely.
And I know Jacoby Myers is mad at the Raiders, but I would expect him to play on Sunday, right?
Yeah,
so you're
going
to need that guy. We're going to react to that and more coming up next here on WEEI.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back here on WEEI. John Lyons alongside Dan Ball, filling in for Jones and Keefe. And you just heard Mike Vrabel, Patriots head coach, give his first press conference of his first regular season.
Got to be a pretty special week for Vrabel, right?
Yeah. Like, he tried to tamp it down a little, but he said there's excitement there.
Yeah.
Which, good for him. There should be. Biggest piece of news for me, because I thought going in it was going to be Jabril Peppers stuff, and that was notable. Biggest piece of news for me, though, Christian Gonzalez, according to Vrabel, not expected to practice today. And look, they still have 6 days until the game against the Raiders, but considering this guy's been out for a few weeks with the hamstring injury, and he plays a position that you have to run and move a lot, obviously a corner. I am growing kind of concerned now that you won't have him for week one, and maybe it'll take him a few weeks kind of into the season to ramp up, because when you're talking about Christian Gonzalez, it is their best player, it is at a premium position, and you look at the first few weeks, you have Jacoby Myers in week one at receiver for the Raiders, you have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle in week two, DK Metcalf in week three.
Yep.
Like, you have a difficult group. You even go to week five, you have that great Bills offense as well. So you're playing a lot of good offenses and specifically several great receivers just in the first 5-6 weeks of the season.
And, you know, you brought up something about Stephon Diggs being a guy who, for the first time in 4 or 5 years, opposing defensive coordinators have to game plan around, and your top corners have to be aware of. Conversely, offensive coordinators and wide receivers always have to be aware when Christian Gonzalez is on the field. So if it goes from Gonzo and Carlton Davis playing off of each other to Carlton Davis and Alex Austin or DJ James or some of those guys that are going to be rotating in, assuming that he's not going to be available, it just takes another of the very few dynamic playmakers off the field for the Patriots. And in a September where you're trying to set, where Mike Vrabel clearly is trying to set a tone that this is going to be a different season. I've churned the roster all off season long. I've put new players in leadership positions. I'm trying to empower some of our new incoming players to be the biggest leaders. Robert Spillane, wearing the green dot during the preseason, a prime example of a guy who's been put into a leadership position early on. It's just it's a hit that you just did not need to have. And there's a big difference, John, too, between, oh, he's practicing, but he's not ready to go in a game, to, oh, we haven't even seen him in pads. We haven't seen him on the field in any capacity. So it does kind of give that feel that, maybe we are more than a week away from this thing being in motion.
Yeah, second team All-Pro player last year, I think has the potential to be a top three corner in the NFL, right? Like him, Derek Stingley, Pat Surtain the second, I think could be over the next couple of years, like the three best corners in the NFL. But obviously if he's not out there, right, he missed most of his rookie season, played last year, but then now he's, I think he's on track to miss that game against the Raiders. Obviously, again, there's 6 days left, but this is a game against the Raiders that I think a lot of people have chalked up to, oh, the Raiders stink, you'll win.
Yeah.
It's a winnable game, but I think it's a lot more difficult than people are giving it credit for, right? Pete Carroll's a great head coach. Geno Smith is a serviceable quarterback, but the two of them have worked together before already. This isn't a new pairing. They have Jacoby Myers, who we mentioned. They have Max Crosby on defense. There's enough pieces there to really frustrate the Patriots. There's like Max Crosby could give their offense some problems. Defensively, without Gonzalez, I still think the defense can play well, but this is not some layup week one game that I think a lot of people are making it out to be.
And I think league-wide, something that's fascinating, because we talked earlier on about how many wins do you think they're going to have. Are the Patriots good enough to beat the bad teams in football? I think a lot of teams on your schedule are looking at the Patriots as, that's the bad team that we beat.
It has been for 2 years.
And you haven't done anything in a regular season game to prove that you're not worthy of having that same kind of title. So I would imagine the Raiders look at this game as, oh, this is a good chance for us to win a game and start off 1-0 and kind of start to build that Carroll, Smith, Ashton Jeanty, Brock Bowers.
I didn't even mention Jeanty and Bowers. Like, those are elite. Bowers is an elite young player, and Jeanty has the potential to be an elite young player.
Right, and so now you're down a difference maker, and it just goes to show, and I know that we're talking about different positions, but it's still pass protection, it's still your secondary. You were really that desperate to get rid of Jabril Peppers, knowing that you were probably going to be missing Christian Gonzalez, and you were going up against an offense that has some guys that can do some damage. And I know we're talking about different positions, but we're talking about defending another team's passing offense. And I just, it further adds to the mystery of, why did you really feel that compelled that you needed to make a move like this?
So what did you make of Rabel's comments on Peppers, where, you know, he had complimentary things to say? He said essentially, you know, it wasn't a scheme thing. He, you know, he's a good guy personally, professionally, all this. I mean, he said a lot of good things about him, but we're talking about a player they did just release.
I took away the fact that, well, there were a couple things. He preached versatility, being able to play everywhere, potentially contributing on special teams. So maybe that was a factor. As you talk about a guy, if he wasn't going to be a starter, then maybe you were hoping that he could do some other things and contribute in other areas, and maybe he either wasn't willing or just wasn't working out in that capacity. So that's the X's and O's perspective. But it was a lot of word salad. You didn't get a ton out of it. I still think that a lot of it's leadership related. I think it's my own personal opinion.
Because Vrabel denied that. I understand what you're saying, and yeah, I think there is a component, but he said that they, quote, never really thought about it when it came, because he was asked later about all the veteran leaders they had released, but it is something they all have in common, Dan. Like, they all were leaders and they all are gone.
Yeah, it's at you could say that you didn't think about it, but that is a crazy coincidence if you did not. So what did you take away?
And
from
I know
it?
Like Hunter Henry's a leader.
Yeah.
And he's still here. Duggar was a leader and he's still here. So it's not all of them. And look, if Christian Gonzalez or Drake may have been captains last year, they wouldn't have released those guys. Okay. Like,
yeah,
we know
sure.
that. But it is interesting that Jonathan Jones, I can understand. I don't think he wanted to be here anymore. I spoke to him on the afternoon show in early January, and he sounded pretty frustrated with the state of the Patriots, and he's probably on his last contract.
Sure.
Trying to win a Super Bowl. Dietrich Wise, kind of a similar boat, but Bentley, to me, I'm like, all right, maybe that's a scheme thing. All right. But then, okay, now it's, they might get rid of Duggar. They ultimately keep him. Then they get rid of Peppers. It's like, okay, so now we're starting to kind of branch out beyond just like a couple specific incidents where now, hey, all these guys that were leaders are all going to be gone now. Like, that's, again, it's just something they do all have in common. These guys, like these veteran leaders from last year that have been released. And again, like Jonathan Jones, I get, but Peppers is still 29. He turns 30 in October, but it's not like he's 32 on his last deal ever.
Right.
Like, he still probably has two or three good years left, and they chose to move on anyway.
And you just signed him, too. He was one of those guys that signed an extension. So it's another guy who, coming off of last year, signed a deal that is now gone. And he's a useful player.
Yeah.
He's a useful player on a team that doesn't have a lot of veteran experience, a lot of guys with games under their belt. So that's what makes me look at it and go, it has to be something, leadership, voice in the locker room, personality, not even bad or negative influence, just not the guys that Mike Vrabel wants to hear be the loudest in his own locker room.
I did find it interesting that when Mike Vrabel was talking about Craig Woodson, he specifically highlighted his range and athleticism. And look, those are huge selling points for Craig Woodson.
Sure.
But I think you look at their defense, what have they said all offseason? They want violence. They want athleticism. And they obviously view Woodson and Hawkins and even Duggar as being more athletic than Peppers. Like, Peppers is stronger. He's more physical. But they obviously view those guys as being more athletic, and that's why they're still here.
Right.
And we'll see if it pays off, but that seems like a conscious decision. Where to keep those three guys and let Peppers go, you're sacrificing some physicality for some better athleticism.
And so maybe to your point about you could have worked out Peppers as like kind of a hybrid linebacker or play in a different spot around the field. Maybe you could draw a conclusion and say, well, they were trying to do that, but it either wasn't working or he wasn't interested in being moved all around and kind of playing a hybrid linebacker position. I don't know. It's just it furthers the mystery around why they felt this decision was so critical that they needed to make it in a week where it looks like you're going to be missing the most important member of your secondary.
Yeah, some key comments from Mike Vrabel. Again, Christian Gonzalez unlikely to practice today, which puts his status for week one in jeopardy. Also referenced the Jabril Peppers release. When we come back, we're going to touch on that a little bit. We're also going to give you some NFL predictions. Season starts this Thursday. If you want to join the conversation, talk about Jabril Peppers, talk about Christian Gonzalez, give some NFL predictions, whatever it may be. 617-779-7937 is the call line and the text line. We'll be right back here on WEEI to talk about that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.